Probably saying to yourself, hey, Rome, you must be feeling pretty good about you. I am. We all should be. But when the most decorated Olympian ever ends the interview by saying, hey, can I just tell you one thing? I grew up listening to your program, and I want to tell you what an honor it is to talk to you and be on the show. That makes me feel very good about me. What a class act. What a nice thing to say, too. Allison Felix was on. Annie McCullough was on. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. All right, so let me just take a step back right now and say this is the hour that you want to get through. I mean, in a sense, you might want to wait till next hour when you can beef, but the show is wide open right now, and the third hour does jam up on a Wednesday. Always, 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 always. So now is the time to call. 1-800-636-8686. I used the top of the program to talk about the Dodgers beating the Giants. Now we have a Game 5, and we ultimately knew it would come to this. It had to come to this. There was no way either one of these teams was going to boat race the other. They've been right there all season long. Two of the best regular seasons ever. Of course, it's going to come down to a Game 5. And, man, believe me, up in Frisco, they will be waiting. They will be ready. It's going to be fierce. It's going to be awesome. That's tomorrow night. Who you got? What's going to happen? Speaking of tomorrow, Rit Eve. He's been uncharacteristically quiet. I mean, uncharacteristically quiet. Quiet for Rit is uncharacteristic. I don't know what's going on with him, man. I don't know if he's getting his game face on. I don't know if he's concerned. I don't know if he's locked in. I just know he's been uncharacteristically quiet. We'll find out tomorrow. And again, I have no idea what he's got in store. I don't know what the old man's got up his sleeve. It's got to be something. He's on the clock. Dude, you almost made it. You're still above ground. Big day tomorrow. All I want for my birthday is Rit to come on the air and do what he does. That'd be the best birthday gift ever. What do you give a guy who has everything? Okay, actually, I don't have everything. I just don't really want anything. I'm good. So I'm giving us both a birthday gift. The gift to all of you clones, Rit. 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 It's tomorrow. I don't know what hour. I don't know what segment. I have to see who else is booked and move them around to accommodate Rit. We'll see.
Bring it on.
In the meantime, let me just check some reaction really quickly. At Linear Messenger, still my favorite handle. How's that grab you, Jim? Allison listened to you with her dad, and you listen to jazz with your old man. Ha ha ha. Yeah, it's funny, Justin. I can tell you what I remember about my old man. Driving around the 818 with my old man. We actually were on the west side before we moved to the valley. But I spent most of my childhood in the 818. I would drive around with him listening to his bullcrap jazz. I hated it, man. God, I hated it. And as I've told you before about my old man, my dad, the second he knew I didn't like something, he liked it even more. He was one of those guys. So it didn't do any good. Like, my kids are pretty good about covering it up. They know. Because I have a lot more of my old man in me than I thought that I ever would. All the stuff that used to piss me off about him, I kind of became. Right? Don't we all? Anyway, his music sucked. I remember that. Luckily, I remember lots of Dodger games in the backseat of the car. And Dodger talk. And that's part of the reason why, ultimately, I want to do this. The other thing that I do remember, and it was a thing back in the day, there was a food critic on one of the local LA stations named Elmer Dills. And this guy was a thing back in the day. And we used to listen to this guy all the time, too. So it wasn't only jazz. It was also Dodger baseball and food, but mostly bad jazz. Hey, Rome, you getting a compliment and a shout-out from Allison Felix has got to feel great. I've heard you interview hundreds of athletes over the years. Without a doubt, Felix is one of the best athletes, male or female, in any sport ever. How are people not really talking about how historically great she is? I mean, really. Mike in Phoenix. Dude, you nailed it. That's kind of what I was trying to say. That's why at the end of the interview, I didn't want to get caught up or lost, and you're only saying that because of what she said about you. No, you're saying exactly what I'm saying, that she represents all the stuff that's right. She is an all-time great athlete, male, female, mother, otherwise, whatever, just period. One of the all-time greatest athletes, most decorated Olympian ever. I agree with you, Mike. If I could rack reaction, I would rack that, because that's essentially what I was trying to say. She's a class act, an amazing athlete, and tough, man, fierce, really fierce. Jim, I'm glad that a lot of you are reacting to it like that. Here's another one. Love the interview with Allyson Felix. She is one of the most impressive athletes ever on so many levels, any sport, either gender. Larry in Albany. Exactly. Exactly. I'm so glad that that's the way you're reacting. The other thing about Allyson I want to say, we've been trying to get her on for a long time. That was a major effort by the team. And not because she didn't want to. It was just a scheduling thing. And we've been trying because I have that kind of appreciation for her. So I'm so glad to see this reaction. Matt Garner tweets, Jim, I normally listen to the show, but what a blessing a few days at home have been. More time with my dogs, meal prepping, and watching the show on CBS Sports Network. That set is fire. I can't wait for the giant plastic tower of beef. You keep your game tight, Jimmy. Dude, for real? Is that the first time you've seen us on TV? And you think the set is tight? I mean, it is. Dude, how about that brick wall? Have you seen my brick wall? Have you seen what's over my shoulder? It is tight. It could use a new coat of paint, probably, but it's tight. Appreciate that, dude. DB the Rocket Guy tweets, why are you allowing this Ritpocalypse happen, Jim? We do not want you to become one of us. Sign the clones. All right, so that dude's on to something I've said before. I said, if I always do what the clones want me to do, I will be one of the clones. I don't know, man. Because I can, and more importantly, because I want to. Because I want to give the old man something special for his birthday. And I want to give myself something special for my birthday. The gift of Rit. Why? Did you not hear his segment last year? Hey, Alvin, why don't you give them a taste? I mean, Rit's had a whole year to think about this, work on it. That's the other thing. I think that's why he's pressing. Why he's so intense. He's had a lot of time to think about it. I'm not like, hey, yo, come around here, sit down, go. I don't know what he's been doing. But I know Rit. I know the way he works. I know his process. I know he's been working it. I just don't know what he's been working on. Because I know he doesn't want this to happen again.
I'm from Southern California. This is the
Garrett Rit
Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Damn right it is, gang. What is going on, clones? I'm the most susceptible to COVID of anybody else here. I'm going to tell you a quick COVID-related story. I got an email recently from StubHub the other day telling me that a Garth Brooks concert that I got my parents' tickets for had been rescheduled again. I've been stuck with $700 worth of potentially worthless tickets
for over a
year.
All right, so like right off the top, let me jump in there. This is what he busts out with, a joke about COVID. Yeah, because COVID's funny, Rit. But then he's just shot out of a cannon. Pete Carroll cannot believe how fast that guy talks. My man was feeling it. So you're going to get more of that. And it's got to be better. Not that that wasn't incredible, because it was. Hey, listen, man. You know how much confidence he has? You know how much confidence I have to let a guy like that on, knowing that I might not come back the next day when all the programmers hear him? I'm secure, though. And I'm about helping others who have come through here, obviously. Hey, Rome, please have my Swiss Miss piping hot with my signature spoon, ready to go in the stretch limousine that picks me up at my house tomorrow morning. Signed, the real show talent, G. Rit. Aaron in Iowa. That's not so far-reaching or far-stretched. Yeah, he would say something like that. Did you not hear the way he started off his show? Alvin, run that back again, right off the very top. Is there anybody anywhere, and I love people who love being who they are. Let me repeat that. I love people who love being who they are. Like, I can look at somebody and say, man, that dude there, man, he loves being him. And I always respect that. That's Ritt. Even if you're not watching Ritt, you can hear it in
damn
the way
right
he shows
it is,
up.
Gang. What is going on, clones? I'm the most susceptible to COVID of anybody else here. I'm going to tell you a quick COVID-related story.
Anyway, essentially, he's like, man, I'm Garrett bleeping Ritt, and you're not. Love it. So, yeah, I could see that. The whole limo thing is something. Remember back in the day when I hosted my first TV show for ESPN2, and back then it was a guest-driven show. That was a one-hour nightly show with a guest in studio every single night. So we would send, quote, limos, you know, rides, but they were limos. There was no Lyft. There was no Uber. You sent stretch limos. It was a big deal back then. I'm talking 1993, 94. And believe me, guys wanted their limos. Gals wanted their limos. But there were literally people that if they didn't get the right color limo, they would not get into the car. That happened, I think, twice. No names mentioned. God, and do I want to mention the name? Because it was such a D-bag move. And I was so disappointed because I actually liked the guy. But literally, we sent somebody. There was something that happened where the limo company that night, it was either prom night or something happened, and either somebody wanted a black stretch limo and got a white one and would not get in, or they wanted white because they wanted to be different, and we sent a black, and they wouldn't get in. Literally. I remember the phone call coming in. I'm like, where's the guest? We have a show, and the show's live. And if you don't have a guest on a one-hour show and the guest counts for 41 what? Minutes, you have no show. Where's the guest? Yeah, he won't get in his car. Why? It's the wrong color. What? True story. Ritt, what color would you like your car tomorrow? Pink. Is that what you said? Pink. Okay. All right. And Mr. Toxic is in. I can't wait for the Rogan Loam show in the future when Rogan complains about his old man driving around Irvine listening to Rise Against. War Ritt's over. Oh, don't think that I don't tell those kids all the time how lucky they are that I have such good taste in music. You know, my kids, suburban, upper middle class. They like rap, obviously. I keep telling them how lucky they are, though. One, to be my kid. I say it all the time, man. If I could be anybody in the world, not name me, it'd be to be Jake Rome. And if I could be anybody in the world, not name Jake Rome, it would be Rogan Loam.
Rogan Loam.
I want to come back as my kid. If you're a kid, you want me to be your dad. They may not think so, but I'm telling you. Shut up, big head. He's like, who was it? At Hitman Canadian tweets, our beef is that you're only letting Garrett have one segment instead of 3 hours. Regards, Ritt's Kickball Fan Club. War Ritt offering his Garth Brooks tickets to this 20th caller. He might. I don't know what he's doing. It's his segment. You know the format. I mean, what do we do here? What are we thinking here? What's up here? What do? We rant.
Like, what are we doing?
We roll telephone calls. We do interviews. We rip a tweet or two. I mean, I don't know. He may have a totally different way about doing this. It's his birthday, his segment. Romy, I am looking forward to the Ritt and Rome birthday show tomorrow. Regards, the dude in the office that says you're going to need a fire extinguisher to blow out all those candles. Geoff and Lincoln. War pinch to grow an inch guy. Thanks, Geoff, as usual, for making it worse. Hey, boss. Thanks for keeping my seat warm. My plan for my appearance is 250, 250. 250 times better than a normal show. And 250 job offers when I'm done.
Our goal
signed
goal
Ritt.
250, 250.
I don't know who sent that. That's good, though. That's good. And here we go. This is a new email from CJ. CJ in the Bay. The guy who quit the show. Who continues to email the show. He also apparently left a voicemail for the podcast. So for a guy who quit, he's showing up on every platform I have. What's next, CJ? Do you want me to interview you as part of the Reinvention Project too? Hey, CJ. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You want to be the guest on podcast episode 200, our most important episode? Anyway, he writes, Mr. Rome.
Here's Apple Podcasts.
Siri. Mr. Rome, I am in for the show. I apologize to all parties, and it will not happen again. That being said, come the bleep on, brah. You really are Dodger Jim. Just the way you gush about the Dodgers and throw in a, hey, well, I respect the Giants, does not hide your true blue colors. Dodger Jimmy, good luck tomorrow night. CJ in the Bay. Dude, you want to talk about true colors? You're a bleeping quitter, bro. You quit, and I accepted the resignation, all right? We all heard you. You quit. I accepted your resignation. Why do you keep coming around here, quitter? I already accepted your resignation. I get it, brah. The show's not for everybody. Especially you. You quit. Come on, man. No harm, no foul. I do not take offense. The show is not for everybody, especially you, quitter. Stop coming around here. So now he hits me with this, quote, fresh email. And that was after this, quote, fresh voicemail that he left for the podcast.
First new message.
Dodger Jim adjacent. This is CJ in the Bay. Let me explain. I do not quit the show. I love the show. I love the product. I love the XR4 Ti. That being said, my first quit was the Dodger-Padre open on three straight days. I apologize for that and rescinded the Dodger Jim gloss. This quit is the call pump fake and subsequently being told by Chalk to hang up because I missed my window. It is a fact that I brainstorm and get my thoughts together while I'm working and on the clock, so I'm risking something every time I contribute. And I felt my contribution was being crapped on, so I was pissed, and I sent that email to Tom. That being said, I am all in on the show. War, Cody Bellinger's negative 1.5 war being in a one
game.
Dude, nobody's ever been run, I don't think, as a voicemailer. Until you, CJ. CJ, you did quit. Don't say you never quit. You quit. And I accepted your resignation. You can't come running back to the office like, yo, dude, just kidding. I want to work here still. You've already been replaced. All right. Again, I'm not offended. It's fine, dude. And I'm one of those guys who, like, I want beefs to be repaired. Like, I've had beefs with coaches and athletes, and it's all part of the show, and it's part of the business, and it's real. And if somebody really wants to take great offense to something I said, and I stand by it. And again, I've been wrong and I've apologized and fixed things. But if it's something I feel strongly about and I'm not going to take back and they don't like that and there's beef, fine. Fine. Again, if everybody wants to be on the show, I'm not doing my job. But I'm not going to say bleep just to say bleep. And if I can fix bleep, that's great. However, dude, you quit. You can't say you didn't quit. Let me see, like, for instance, he starts an email on Monday, and the subject is my retirement. Retirement is a word for quit. You quit. Or retired. Whatever it is, brah, whatever it is, CJ, you shut it down. You took your ball and you went home. He starts off, Mr. Rome and Tom, my retirement from show contribution was honest in the moment, but here is the reality. Dude, stop hedging. It starts my retirement from the show. That's it. You quit. I accept your resignation, bro. I do not resent it on any level. In fact, I'm happy. But I'm starting to resent it because you keep coming back to work. Don't retire and then come back to work. That's not how this works. You can't do that. How many of you have ever tried to quit your job and then come back the next day and say, hey, here I am, just kidding? How'd that go for you? This is not even a funny story, but I once had a nanny. Let me be very careful how I say this. It was time for her to leave. So it was, she made it very difficult to leave, but it was in fact time for her to leave. And so we made that clear that it was time for her to leave, and we did all the right things, and it was time for her to leave. And I come back the next day from work, and there she is in the house. I'm like, oh, no. That's not how that works either. Yeah, but, no, there's no yeah, buts. You are done. You are not, it was bad. Like, you're not welcome here. I haven't thought about that in years. But CJ, you have me thinking about that because you keep coming around. Dude, you quit. We all heard it. All right? I'm sorry, bro. Your decision. You quit. I accept your resignation. Stop coming around with this, hey, man, I'm sorry, but. And then trying to run some lame smack that you tried to run in the first place that you quit over. It's just, it's done, man. This breakup is not hard, man. It's just over. And it was your call. I didn't fire you. You quit. I probably should have fired you, but I don't fire listeners. Are we good? You understand now? I didn't fire you. You quit. You'd be like Dasmati, man. He quit and he left. And never came back. Heads from Bacon, quote, seems to me that CJ is mistaking quitting with stalking. All right, anyway. This guy's like, hey, Rome, who's Tom? Chalk. Oh, this guy. It's James Kelly. Damn, head, you're on a heater today. You're on one today. Bro, why don't you just do your job? Stop being a smartass. Get ready for Friday, head. It's a big day. All right, so when we come back, hey, CJ, congrats, bro. You derailed another segment. Now you're done. All right?
Congratulations.
Now I'm done.
Whether it's after a hard day of work or you're relaxing on the weekend, I think we all love to kick back and watch live sports. It doesn't matter what sport you're watching. It's always fun to have a little bit of action, right? This is why I'm going to recommend downloading the WynnBET app. Whether you're a recreational player or a serious handicapper, WynnBET is your ticket to every exciting wager. From straight bets to parlays, teasers, and any exotic proposition wager that you can dream up. Right now, I've got my eye on a Sunday night matchup, for instance. You've got two of the most respected franchises in the league. Seattle at Pittsburgh, Sunday night football. The app is easy to use. Everybody knows Wynn is one of the biggest and best brands in the gaming industry. So get off the sidelines, join in on the action, download the WynnBET app on Google Play or the Apple Store right now. Put yourself in the game. Win with WynnBET. The offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. You do have to be 21 or older and be present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Tonight at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, one of CONCACAF's most heated rivalries is renewed as El Salvador takes on Mexico in World Cup qualifier action. Watch it on CBS Sports Network or stream it live on Paramount Plus.
Live.
There you go. All right, this segment's going to be a little bit shorter than normal because the last one was much longer than normal. Quickly. We should tie a ribbon around this thing and keep moving, all right? Squirrel 2, quote, I hereby gloss CJ in the Bay, DB in the Bay. I'm not here to pile on. I'm just trying to set the record straight and let the guy know for the last time. I heard you quit. It's fine. I accept your resignation. Go away. Dear Jim, good show, dude.
Good show, dude.
Any chance you schedule an interview with a member of the Giants today? I am seriously concerned about the negative jungle karma being generated by that bag. CJ, go away, CJ. If we lose tomorrow, that loss will be on you. James in Rockland. You got to feel good about your chances. I mean, you don't have to feel good about DB or CJ. I don't know, man. 107 wins, got your ace going, you'll be at home. If I were a Giants fan, as good as the Dodgers are, I'd feel pretty good about your chances. However, there is some negative karma flowing through here right now. That's true. Ralph tweets, CJ thinks, or emails, CJ thinks that his participation is being crapped on. Well, Parody Larry and Geoff get the treatment daily and never quit. Stay down, loser. See, that's the difference. Those guys didn't quit. If you're going to quit, I mean, I actually say positive things about Parody Larry. Like, I never called him a quitter. You know why? He never quit. That's the difference. I mean, there. Believe me, CJ, there's some positive to this. There are people that I wish would quit this show. I probably shouldn't say that as the host. But they won't. Because they're like you. They love it. They're drunk on it. They need it. They want it. They enjoy it. They respect it. They don't get caught up in the moment and just quit. You know the old saying, CJ, when the going gets tough, the tough quit. When life gives you lemons, quit. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you quit. Those guys never quit. That's why somehow, some way, they keep coming around. Hey, Jumpman. CJ, my man, you are the poop in the jungle's ice cream. Take that S to the lavatory and have a seat. You know what to do after you drop a deuce. You flush it and you move on.
We're going to flush it and move on.
Find another show to cry over. Seth in Western Mass. Unwar poop in the ice cream.
Ruins that ice cream. And I'll tell a guy, you, my man, are the poop in our ice cream.
Makes me laugh every time. That was John Calipari. What year, Alvin, did he say that to us? Cal lays it out, though. That's just the money line right there. You, my man, are the poop in our ice cream.
There's a bucket of poop and there's a bucket of ice cream. You can put all the ice cream in that poop that you want. It doesn't change it. But one little pinch of that poop in that ice cream ruins that ice cream. And I'll tell a guy, you, my man, are the poop in our ice cream.
It's an incredible analogy. Like, that's one of those ones that just ages beautifully. It gets better and better and better. He said that on this show in 2007. I don't know why, but that to me just gets funnier and funnier and funnier. Like, I mean, it's just so out there.
Laugh out loud.
Like, you've got ice cream and you've got poop. You've got ice cream and you've got crap. You've got ice cream and you've got excrement. You, my man, are the pinch of excrement in our ice cream. Like, you get the best ice cream ever. Like, I always have visions of, like, mint chip ice cream. It's got this gigantic bucket of mint chip ice cream. This tiny little pinch of excrement. You, my man, are the pinch of excrement in our ice cream. You're wrecking everything. Now I have to throw away. We basically have to shut down the ice cream factory because a pinch of your poop got in. Like, it reminds me of this party really quickly. Jano would have a end of the year school party every single year at our house. End of the year school party every year at our house. Are you starting to kind of get this theme or this thread? Like, these are the things that my wife lives for, and these are the things that I kind of want nothing to do with. Like, I want my friends to come over, but everybody is Jano's friend. So we would have the end of the year school party, which meant all the kids from the school were at my house at the pool. One year, some kid pooped in the pool. And let me tell you something. There's a pinch of ice cream. No, there's a pinch of poop in your ice cream. And then there's actual poop in your swimming pool. I just said, you know, a pinch, like Cal said it. You, my man, are the pinch of poop in our ice cream. You're wrecking everything, man. And then I followed that by saying, you could have an entire factory of ice cream. And that one pinch would ruin the ice cream factory and have to shut it down. Well, let me tell you something. Some little kid who crapped in my pool, real crap in a real pool, I wanted to sell the bleeping house.
Jump out the pool on that!
Yeah, jump out of the pool on that. Empty the pool on that. Not only empty the pool on that, fill it up with concrete. Susie from Wisco's in. CJ is consistent. He even quits quitting. You should write a song about that, Suze. Okay.
Diabetes.
There she is. Putting on the writ. Tomorrow we will all be putting on the writ. What if Writ just dropped dead tonight, one day shy? He just hit me with a yikes. I don't know, bro. Have you been taking your diabetes medicine? Have you been going to dialysis? Do we have one of those portable blood pressure checkers? I gotta know, dude. I just need you to have one more sleep, dude. One more sleep. Come on, clones. One more sleep. I'm not trying to jinx you, man. I'm your biggest fan. Hell, I'm the one who signs your paycheck. I'm not trying to jinx you. I mean, I don't really care what happens to you after tomorrow. I'm just trying to get you to tomorrow. One more sleep. One more sleep. All right, when we return, one more segment until the beef. Ooh, we went fat?
Fat?
Sorry about that. Sports anchors, here is your sports update. Here is Rich Allen.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is that. It is CBS Sports Radio. We are live in Southern California, but most of all, what it is Writ Eve. He and I both share a birthday tomorrow, and he and I will both share a big stage tomorrow, separately. Who knows, man? Maybe we won't be sharing a stage after tomorrow. Maybe it'll be his stage, his platform. We'll find out. All right, coming up next hour, I've got the beef segment at the very top. So 15 minutes out, exactly 15 minutes from right now, the beef segment. As somebody said earlier, hey, Rome, it's great. I didn't really know, but I've stayed home the last few days. And normally I listen, but I've been watching like, wow, looking good. Nice set. I can't wait to see that gigantic tower of beef. You will. In 15 minutes, it's once a week. There is a giant plastic tower of beef. And we'll set it up right to my left. What that means to you is you need to get through. In fact, I don't remember people lining up as early as they have this week for the beef segment on the phones. People have been on hold for about an hour. So if you can't get through, that's why. If you want to tweet a beef, go ahead and do so at Jim Rome. The beef segment is coming up next. Let me try and free up a line or two for you to beef with. Why don't we do that? I'm trying to get to Kyrie. I'm trying to get to the Houston Astros. Like it or not, here they are. In fact, they don't really care. They don't care if you like it or not that they're back. They don't care if you think they cheat. They just don't give a damn. Look what happened when one member of the White Sox insinuated or implied that they cheat. They got hammered. And now they're back. Clearly, the Astros don't give a damn. All right, let's go to the phones. We go to West Virginia. Melissa, it's good to have you, Melissa. What's up?
Oh, hey, Jim. Nice to talk to you. Happy early birthday to you and Rit, and I hope everything goes well for you guys tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to the show. I also wanted to say that it's really cool that hockey is starting back up. I've heard that the first game was last night, but there's a game on tomorrow night that I'm looking forward to, the Rangers game, and I forgot who they're playing against. I'm sorry. But wanted to call and remind you who I was, because I've heard a few times where I'm referred to as what's her name or what's her face, and you say West Virginia, but I need to call him and remind him of who I am, of your clone fan in West Virginia, Jim. So that's why I called. And also, I was thinking about your top 100 music list you talked about a while back.
Right.
That I have a few suggestions for you if you want to hear them, or you might already have the bands on there anyway, but you need to listen to some Beastie Boys and get those in your life. Songs like Paul Revere off of License to Ill, So What You Want, and Gratitude, and Mark on the Bus is really good on Check Your Head. And you also need to at least get Sabotage, which is like an awesome song, an awesome video off of Ill Communication. And also some Allman Brothers Band. They're always great and puts you in a good mood. So all those music is like positive, and it's funny because you'll probably think about, you know, oh, I heard that song and I was with such and such, or, you know, at a party or something and you heard it. It'll just make you smile. But I do hope you and Rit have a wonderful day tomorrow, and your XR4TI guys are cool, and it's good to be able to show them behind the glass again. I kind of missed them when, you know, watching the show without seeing them. Even though they were there working, you know, you just had a reason for not doing it, and I understand the reason, but I just wanted to call and say hey to you. So thanks for taking my call. I've been on hold for a while, but I understand you're busy.
Melissa, nice job. Go ahead and rack her. Wow.
Rack him.
Yeah, I will rack him.
War Lady Clone.
Yeah, I will never, ever refer to you as old What's-Her-Face ever again. Not after that call, Melissa. Hey, Melissa, thanks for the tip on Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. Thanks for tipping me off to that. I'll check out that tune. Too much. I like her also saying that, you know, you got a really cool crew there. No, I don't. You could say a lot of things about the XR4TI, but the one thing you cannot say about the XR4TI is how cool those nerds are. She's like, I wanted to call you and remind you that I actually have a name, and it's not What's Her Face from West Virginia. And to wish you and Rit a happy birthday, and that while you were covered up by the CBS Sports Network on the other side of the glass, in her words, I know why you did that. I just want you to know that I missed you all, and I know you were working back there, and thank you very much. And if you're still working on that list of your top 100 songs, I've got a few suggestions. The Allman Brothers will make you smile. Yeah, nothing makes me smile like Ramblin' Man. Every time they break, that thing hits the radio, I'm like, ear to ear. The Beastie Boys. That is so great. You might want to check that out. You might want to add a few of their tunes. You know what? I like them. I even like them a lot. I'm not sure they were going to make my 100. I was working on that list, and I stopped like at 5. Maybe 10. It's kind of like when you script the first 15 plays of an NFL game. I got the first 15, and then I had to think about it, and I just pulled a CG. I quit. I just went CG on my list. All right, so what that line does there, Chalk, that opens up a line for somebody who wants to beef. Melissa is gone, and already somebody with a beef has taken her spot. I like that. See, Melissa was the opposite of a beef. She was trying to keep it positive. She was trying to promote good vibes. Hence, the Allman Brothers. Hence, the Beasties. And she wanted to make sure that I knew that she had a name. Didn't she invite me over once for a meal? And what did she offer to cook? Duck soup or potato soup? I had some duck wings on Saturday night. They were pretty amazing. Did you see that picture I posted on Saturday night of that fire pit? That was Laguna Beach. And there were some appetizers. Some gal came by my table. That was with the fam. because Jake Rome was in town for the famous Rome Christmas card photo shoot. That's a thing, believe it or not. Again, a Jano thing. Jano has never asked for anything. Like, she wants nothing. Ever. Ever. Jano never wants any gift, anything. Ever. Except that Christmas card. That's her thing. We're known for that. So anyway, we're at this fire pit in Laguna Beach at the ranch. Very cool spot. And this gal comes over and says, "Excuse me, are you Jim Rome?" I said, "Yes. Yes, I am." She goes, "Oh, I have no idea who you are. But my whole family over there does." And she pulled up a chair and just started going. Really good. Really funny gal. Come to find out, she's got three kids and the oldest is five. And she is stressed out. How do I know? She told me. See, that's another person I want to be. Like, she had no idea who I was. Didn't matter, didn't care. Sat right down, pulled up a chair. Yo, you, who, I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are. My husband knows who you are. My family knows who you are. Anyway, can I tell you about my three kids? They're all under the age of five, man. I am stressed out. She was cool. She made me laugh. That was fun. All right, when we come back, speaking of fun, it's beef time. Right now, call with your beef. 1-800-636-8686. Tweet me your beef at Jim Rome. Email me a beef, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Three members of the XR4TI are going to carry that gigantic tower of beef into the studio next. And then you'll see it. And then we will be one radio hour away from Rit-tober. All of this still ahead. Don't go anywhere.